winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to a special movie review. Today I'm talking about a few movies, kind of like a multiple movies in one franchise. One franchise? Well, the Fast and Furious franchise. I'm not talking all of them. Today I'm talking 5, 6, 7, and 8. I'll do 1, 2, 3, and 4 another day. But, okay. I'm not going to get deep into the plot, because, let's be real, you're not going into these movies for deep plot. Well, written scripts. No. You're going in for fun, numb, explosive action with cheesy one-liners. Fast 5 is the introduction to The Rock. At first, he plays a cop going after Dom and the crew. Dom is Vin Diesel, and Ryan is Paul Walker. And first, The Rock is going after them at 5. One of them going up against some Mexican cartel. We also, Cal Canoe is also in this. So there's that. And then, somewhere down the in the middle of the movie, The Rock switches sides, and he becomes one of the crew. Fast 6, they're going after Luke Evans. Luke Evans is going out for revenge or something, whatever. So the king is, comes back, they go after Luke Evans, we get explosives, we get car chases, we get action, we get a heist. It's so fun. Period 7, okay. Paul Walker passed away while you're filming Series 7. So they had to work in that. But also, Jason Statham is a big bad villain in Series 7. He plays Luke Evans' brother. And now is The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Paul Walker against Jason Statham. You get one-liners, you get cheesy action, and yeah, and you get a really emotional tribute to Paul Walker's character, Brian, at the end of the movie, and possibly my favorite cheesy one-liner in any cheesy action movie. Michelle Rodriguez is chasing something, and you have an ambulance coming in, shooting down the ambulance. The ambulance chasing, and then the ambulance shoots over out pops the rock. With a big man gun. Michelle would be just as like, Pops, did you bring that cavalry? And here it is. All the rock says this. He says this. Woman, I am that cavalry. And he's not, you need this big gun. It's amazing. So, yeah. Yeah, Furious 7. Really emotional ending. Fast 8. We have Charlie, the one, and the villain. Who somehow gets Vin Diesel to work for her. Going against family. Again, cheesy. Action, one-liners, fun, at least, like, Academy Award-winning movies. No, really. Cheesy, action-packed movies. And I can't tell you what the plot is for any of them, but all I know is I had a blast watching them. They were fun. The characters have good chemistry. And I recommend Fast and Furious 5, 6, 7, and 8. I'll do another review on 1, 2, and 3, and 4 another day. If I need to talk about the 4 final movies. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give them, I'm bundling them up in one package. I give them a solid 8. They're fun, dumb, action-packed movies, and I recommend them. Well, until next time, this is Matt.